Application for Keith Bingham, K-E-I-T-H, B-I-N-G-H-A-M. Date of birth, 3/4/98. Date of accident is 10/11/2023. The patient comes for a new patient visit today. Once again, today is this visit date is 6/27/2025. Keith Bingham. Chief complaints, the pain started from 10/11/2023, subsequent to an automobile accident in which four people were traveling. His chief complaints are severe pain in the lower back, based on bending over or working out, pain in the right shoulder and the left foot, with headaches. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the automobile accident of 2023. The history of accident is described as follows by the patient. On 10/11/2023, around 6 p.m., patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right with four other friends in a SUV near Southfield and Schoolcraft. The driver was a female and other four friends are all okay. Nobody went for any treatment except himself. He reported that he was not wearing a seat belt. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness, no hit and run accident. And the police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. And he reported that there was a whiplash to the head and the neck. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma, although abdomen was slightly sore from seatbelt possibility. There was no bleeding, laceration, or fractures. And there was a small superficial abrasion of the neck, but it got healed by itself without any need for sutures. Mr. Patient reported that he refused to go to the emergency room via ambulance. Instead, he went to a primary care physician. He did not provide a full detail about the accident and or the pictures for the car or the police report when he came here. Regarding the symptoms, patient has a pain in the neck to the tune of 7. Lower back pain is 7. He also has a pain in the right shoulder area to the tune of 7 and right and the left ankle area to the tune of 6. Now, these pains have persisted despite all the physical therapy and everything. He had one more accident before in 2014, which got completely better. And these pains now are described as throbbing, sharp aching, and they vary from 6 to 9. ADLs are a factor 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, bending, walking, and improved by lying down. No x-rays are reported that have been done. He has a numbness and tingling. He has reported, but he didn't tell which area. Muscle weakness is reported, but not which area. Regarding the past treatment, patient has had physical therapy at Southfield, 11 miles, 70 visits. Chiropractic visits, 3 per week, 60 to 70 times. And he has seen a doctor at Michigan Specialty Pain Clinic 4 times. And he has seen chiropractic doctor 2 times per week, Dr. Rafael. Bronco chiropractic. Please review the records for the system review at surgical history, allergies, employment, family, legal, and disability, as well as the legal history and the personal history and ADLs. Physical examination is described as follows. This is a 27-year-old African-American male 5 feet 5 inches, 120 pounds, blood pressure 148/63, pulse 52, pulse oxygen 100. A 27-year-old African male of a good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colony. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. It does not appear to be anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam come from the temperate, completely normal. Musculature examination, normal. And the spine and neurological normal, musculoskeletal inspection, palpation normal, spine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm none, tension of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion 50 and extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 35. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative. Please use the template. Extremities examination. The examination for the extremities is found to be completely normal. Right shoulder has slight pain, but the Hawken Kennedy test was negative. Speed test, near test is negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Diagnosis. In general, V8 9.2 XFT. CNS R51, R42, F41.1. Upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511. Cervical spine, M54.2. Lumbar spine, M54.5. Left ankle, M25.570. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a drug screen to be done. His maps have been reviewed. And physical therapy was on hold. We need a recommendation from the physical therapy since he already has a 70 PT and 70 chiropractic visits. The disability is to work for 7 hours, 6 days, 5 pound lifting limit. The medication I provided are naproxen, 500 twice a day for 30 days, 60 tablets, allowable 50 milligram at night, 30 tablets, flexible 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. An order for chiropractic treatment was given to the patient, and other than that, the patient will come in 15 days' time. His records have been ordered released, and MRIs, if any, has been done, will be ordered released, and then patient will be re-evaluated for further treatment. Thank you. I think he has got all the DMEs, non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plans, refer to psychiatry and gym are okay. No investigation is ordered. No surgical option, neuropsych or attended care caseworker are needed. And no procedures are recommended. No investigation are recommended. No DMEs. Follow-up visit will be 15 days. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.